goat heads. In a village not far from Manila City, I stopped by a profusion of roses. Pink, white, yellow, sweet-scented. Beside the flower bed, a small shack, a coconut thatch roof. On corrugated tin walls, flattened drink cans threw a collage of color. A woman stopped sweeping, leaned by the door, her rush broom like a fan beside her feet. She smiled at me, dawdling by her roses. I smiled back. A delightful flock of dusty girls arrived. They stopped and giggled and pointed at me, a stranger in their village. Smiling, they elbowed each other, wanted to talk, didn't. A boy chased a bicycle wheel down the slope. The girls tumbled after him, laughing loudly, scattering the path an orange sand cloud. Behind the home, not a meter away, a narrow-gauge train rattled past, hooting warning. Raggedy children and mangy dogs, step aside, out of the way. I strolled on. In the shade of a large flame tree, a butcher by his stall. Brown, bony, drank coffee from a glass. He hitched his sarong. "Kamusta," he nodded, one missing tooth, cheeks creased in wide smile. "Mabuti, good," I said, smiling back. A burst of wind showered red petals on us. From a beam across his wooden stall hung two skinned goats by their tied together hind legs. Headless, they dripped blood, and beside them odorous entrails. A hum of restless flies buzzed about. On the shelf below, two furry goat heads, ears floppy, horns short, erect, eyes ebony glazed, watched me. They smiled, lips stretched through barred teeth. I did not smile back. A kid tethered to the stall stopped loud bleating and stared, frisked its tail. Innocent of death, it bleated louder. "I want my mother. I want my father." A satiny blue-black rooster foraging dangerously close cocked his head at me in defense of his territory. Two brown hens, feathers ruffled, wings outstretched, fearfully clucked their brood of chicks to safety. I left the village to the distant hoot of the next train round the bend. I skirted a ditch of mud, traces of blood. I walked away.